Thanks. Good morning. I'm going to start off with a brief review of the history of legalization of marijuana in Colorado. So in 2000, Colorado voters passed Amendment 20, which permitted a qualifying patient and a caregiver of a patient to possess up to 2 ounces of marijuana and grow 6 marijuana plants for medical purposes. Qualifying patients with recommendation from a doctor to use marijuana for a debilitating medical condition received identification cards, and the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, or CDPHE, was responsible for managing this system. In 2010, the Colorado legislature passed House Bill 1284, which legalized medical marijuana dispensaries, marijuana cultivation operations, and manufacturers for marijuana edible products. This amount of medical marijuana card holders increased from 4,800 in 2008 to 41,000 in 2010, and there were over 900 dispensaries by mid-2010. In 2012, Colorado voters passed Amendment 64, which legalized marijuana for recreational use. This amendment allows individuals 21 years or older to grow up to 6 plants and possess or use up to 1 ounce or less of marijuana. It also permits marijuana retail stores, marijuana cultivation sites, marijuana edible factories, and marijuana testing sites. And in 2012, there were 512 licensed dispensaries and over 108,000 registered patients with medical marijuana cards. The first retail marijuana business licenses were handed out in January 2014. Our analyses are broken into marijuana legalization eras indicated by the green brackets here of pre-medical marijuana, medical marijuana, commercialized medical marijuana, and retail marijuana. After Amendment 64 was passed, CDPHE was given statutory responsibility to monitor changes in drug use patterns broken down by county, race, and ethnicity, and to monitor emerging sciences and medical information relative to the health effects associated with marijuana use, as well as collect Colorado-specific data that reports adverse health events involving marijuana use from all payers' claim source data, hospital discharge data, and behavioral risk factors. This analysis addresses CDPHE's responsibility to examine use patterns through hospitalization data. The Colorado Hospital Association, or CHA, collects discharge data from roughly 100 member hospitals in Colorado. The data is de-identified and includes admit and discharge dates, patient demographics, and up to 30 ICD-9 codes for discharge diagnoses and procedures codes. The data is available starting from 2000 forward for hospitalizations and 2011 forward for ED visits, where earlier years of the ED visits may not be complete, so they may not fully accurately represent the rates of ED visits in Colorado. And the data is geocoded from 2004 forward. There is not a variable to link patients in the data set, as this has already been discussed, so each observation in the data must be interpreted as an event. While CHA data does include a majority of hospitalizations in Colorado, it does not include federal or military hospitals, inpatient mental health facilities, ambulatory surgical centers, long-term care facilities, or other outpatient treatment settings. We identified hospitalizations and ED visits associated with marijuana using these 4 marijuana-associated ICD-9 codes. I'm not really going to go into these codes in detail because they're very complicated, but all of them mention marijuana in their descriptions. Rates were calculated using the number of hospitalizations or ED visits with marijuana-associated codes divided by the total number of hospitalizations or ED visits during the same time period, and then multiplied by 100,000 or by 1,000 when we broke down to the county level. Rates were calculated by year and by marijuana legalization eras, and we calculated rates for marijuana-associated codes in any of the listed discharge diagnosis codes, and rates for marijuana-associated codes within the first 3 listed discharge diagnosis codes. The rates were examined across time by county, age, gender, and race, and age was divided into categories that were established during previous advisory committee meetings through literature reviews. The categories included children younger than 9, adolescents 9 to 17, young adults 18 to 25, adults 26 to 34, middle-aged 35 to 64, and elderly were 65 and older. Race and ethnicity were broken into whites, blacks, Hispanics, others, and unknown, where other included Asians, Native Americans, and other races, and unknown was marked unknown and did not include missing. We mapped the rates and numbers of hospitalizations with marijuana-associated discharge codes in any listed discharge code per 1,000 hospitalizations from 2004 to 2009, which would be the medical marijuana era. And the number in the counties are the number of hospitalizations, while the color indicates the rate of hospitalizations, where the darker colors are higher rates. And not all counties have the same recreational marijuana laws, and the rates do reflect the differences in the laws. And the higher rates are seen in urban areas, which I thought I could point with the mouse. But Denver County is one of these high counties, as well as Pueblo. And just to your upper left of Denver County is Boulder County, if you're not familiar with the area. It's kind of covered by a number. So then we mapped the rates and numbers of hospitalizations with marijuana-associated discharge codes from 2010 to 2013, and this is during the commercialization of medical marijuana. And again, the numbers are the number of hospitalizations, while the color indicates the rate of hospitalizations. The majority of urban counties experience an increase in rates over time, as well as the surrounding rural counties. And 2014 was not able to be mapped because it has not yet been geocoded. We examined the rates of hospitalizations and ED visits with marijuana-associated codes in the first 3 diagnosis codes per 100,000 hospitalizations or ED visits by year. And here the x-axis represents the year, and the y-axis represents the rates per 100,000. And the blue bars are the hospitalizations, and the green bars are the emergency department visits. The rates of hospitalizations remained fairly constant from 2000 to 2010, and then began to increase in 2011 and continued to increase until 2014. And the same was observed with ED visits, where the rates of ED visits began to increase in 2011 and continued to increase through 2014, with the highest rates in both hospitalizations and ED visits seen in 2014 with the legalization of retail marijuana. We then examined by marijuana legalization eras, and we saw that the rates of hospitalizations remain constant from pre-medical marijuana through medical marijuana, and began to significantly increase with the commercialization of medical marijuana, and again with the legalization of retail marijuana. ED visits also significantly increased from the commercialization of medical marijuana to the legalization of retail marijuana. The previous figure was broken down by gender, and as seen with alcohol, there were roughly twice the number of male hospitalizations and ED visits than females. Both genders experienced similar trends, except that the rate of male hospitalizations with marijuana-associated codes decreased significantly in retail marijuana era compared to the commercialization of medical marijuana. We stratified the rates by age group and observed similar trends across ages with increasing rates with the commercialization of medical marijuana and the legalization of retail marijuana, except those aged 9 to 17, where the rates of hospitalizations and ED visits remain constant across medical marijuana legalization eras. And that's the middle graph on the top. We also examined the rates by race and ethnicity. Trends differed across races and ethnicities, where hospitalization rates increased for whites, blacks, and unknown races, where blacks had the highest rates. but then decreased or remained constant for Hispanics and other races. Rates of ED visits increased for whites, others, and unknown, with unknown having the highest rates, while rates of ED visits remained constant for blacks and Hispanics. When examining this data, it should be noted that ICD-9 codes are intended for billing, and it cannot be determined if their use indicates exposures, diagnoses, or is merely just a billing code. The coding for marijuana may also differ by hospitals in Colorado, and there's not a method for accounting in changes of awareness by physicians or changes in reporting by patients. However, CHA data is updated every 6 months, making it an effective surveillance tool to monitor trends in marijuana use across marijuana legalization areas in Colorado, and to identify trends and outcomes with hospitalizations and ED visits with marijuana-associated codes. Analysis of the CHA data provides powerful data-driven tools to identify trends to be further investigated. The take-home points of this analysis are that the rates of hospitalizations with possible marijuana exposures, diagnosis, or billing codes were increased in urban areas compared to rural areas in Colorado. The rates of hospitalizations and ED visits with marijuana-associated codes in the first three listed diagnosis codes remained constant from pre-medical marijuana through medical marijuana legalization, and began to increase after the commercialization of medical marijuana and again after the legalization of retail marijuana. And the rates differed by gender, age, and race and ethnicity. Our next steps are to continue examining the strengths and weaknesses of this CHA discharge data set and develop innovative methods for analyzing this data. We will continue annual reports summarizing the data, as well as we intend to examine primary diagnosis codes of hospitalizations and ED visits with marijuana-associated codes, and we want to investigate deaths and births with marijuana-associated codes. If you're interested, you can find the official 2014 report of findings and recommendations from the Retail Marijuana Public Health Advisory Committee at this link, and I can share this with you, give you my contact, and can look it up, it's free. yeah, because it's kind of complex. Anyways, thank you for your time, and I will now take questions.
I just have a quick clarifying question. You may have mentioned it earlier, but are the cases for the hospitalization and the ED mutually exclusive?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm assuming for both those using the HCAHPS standards, so no text available in the system. The reason I ask is trying to understand what the code you use to include other substances. And the idea, or just kind of curious if Colorado has ED syndrome surveillance, you can start potentially teasing out using some text data that can pull some of those out. I'd be curious if that is an option or available.
I'm not familiar with that, but I will look into that. Yes.
Thank you for the presentation. I was just curious if you think using the codes that you used, the ICD-9 codes, if there's any way that synthetic marijuana diagnoses can sneak in there?
I believe it can.
I know that costs and charges are a bit of its own with this type of data sets, but I think it will be informative for policymakers to also see the economic cost of charges, depending how it's being, because it's an administrative data set, is associated with type of harm.
Yes, that would be interesting. I do not have cost data at this point, but I think it's something we might look at in the future. Yes.
So I don't know if you've gotten to the point of explaining the results to the public or the policymakers, but how do you frame or what language you use for the messages?
So the report was made for the public and for policymakers. I use much of the same language I'm using here with more details to what the codes mean. But it is very difficult to just give them bite-sized portions of this analysis because it's complex data. Right. Well, so we do emphasize that these codes do not show the burden of marijuana hospitalizations at this point, because we cannot tell if the code is just for billing or if it's an actual reason for the visit. So at this point, we're just quantifying hospitalizations with these codes, and we really do emphasize that's the end point right now. In the future, we want to try to examine that burden, but we just can't yet. Yes?
In an attempt to understand the difference in the urban-rural issue, I think it was at the beginning of your presentation you talked about the behavioral risk factor surveillance. Have you looked at difference at that with the RFSS?
I have not yet, but we will be. I believe we only have 1 year of data. Is that correct, Lisa?
For marijuana use?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the 2014 data just came out.
Mm-hmm.
And this was our first request.
So it would be interesting to see if there's the urban-rural differences, if you're able to get sub-state analyses of that. And because I'm just wondering if there's differences in the coding of marijuana in the urban regions compared to the rural hospitals, and that the differences in the sensitivity to picking up marijuana abuse. It would be interesting to see
Right. Other
data.
Many counties do not have legalized retail marijuana at this point. So the rates almost accurately reflect that. You see higher rates where it's legalized, and you see lower rates where it is not legalized.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How do these compare, for example, to alcohol-related hospitalization rates?
We have not looked at that yet. It's very messy, but we want to very soon. Yes?
Hey, I'm from Boulder. So thanks for all your work. And I was just wondering if there's any efforts to also look at the impact of the laws potentially on people's behavior. Is someone more likely to seek medical care now that there are no legal repercussions for marijuana? And should that then have an impact on the number of people coming in to seek care? Like if your child will be on brownies, or be less fearful to take them to the ER now that it's legal than it's
I think these are questions we're talking about, and we're trying to figure out ways to assess them. But at this point, there's nothing. There's not.
About the less stigma associated with it, so more likely to access a hospital. Is that the question?
A lot of change.
Yeah. So likely statements and data that reflect this increase is likely increase in availability, legal availability, increasing coding probably, and increase in this. It's less stigma associated with seeking care. So it's likely all three things. We have yet to be able to tease all that out, but that's where we're headed.
Is it going to be measured in any way? Are there plans for a survey to measure?
Did you come to the hospital for marijuana-related health effects because you knew it was legal and you wouldn't have anything?
Is there some behavioral perceptions, like the perception of legal risk or legal?
Well, there's certainly perceptions questions on all of the survey tools. I'm sure most people know those. That's going to be a tougher question to ask. It may end up coming out in the. We're planning on doing a survey with the emergency medicine physicians, emergency department physicians, and healthcare providers across the state, and likely we'll ask a question that we hope we'll be able to address. Do you think you're seeing more people because it's legal? But I do think it's going to be a really tricky measure to assess that.
Do you have any plans to look at the data from smaller time periods as opposed to year, like quarterly or monthly, or maybe see some of the uptick?
So we get this data every 6 months, and every 6 months I just rerun the same analysis. And we're actually becoming really hesitant to doing that because there is some seasonality to the data. And so we did see some increased rates within the first 6 months of 2014, and when we looked at the whole year, the rates were decreased. So we do that for surveillance, but whether that will be published every year, I don't think so.
We also have a lot of requests for things like, can you tell us what the hospitalization rates were on 420? So we're trying to avoid sort of a knee-jerk reaction to a request like that, and to think more sort of long-term and globally. We did see this trend that Kate was explaining to you about the year's worth of data as opposed to the first 6 months. You may have some explanations that you think for why that happened, or.
I think there's many explanations for why that happens. It could have just been increase of the accessibility within the first 6 months of 2014, so more people were using, which that increased our numerator. But then towards the end of the year, I think our denominator may have increased because more people are going to the hospital because their insurance has, they've met their deductible. So. No.
Oh, I had a question. Are you possibly thinking of looking at motor vehicle crashes and marijuana and go teasing into that whole thing?
Yes, so I'm sure you're familiar with looking at ICD-9 outcomes, but we want to use the clinical classification software that you described earlier and pick out some major health outcomes to go back and look at.
Okay.
Oh, I want to thank our panelists for a great presentation.